The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Ashley Larkin is back with me, the mindful eating coach and the chef, to talk about, let me try and get, what ties all these things together? Noodles, is it?
Noodles. Very good.
Different types of noodles.
Different.
Little ones, middle ones and big ones.
It's just like Goldilocks around here, isn't it? Goldilocks and the Three Bears. You know what? I've had bad noodles.
Oh, right.
And
today
I
thought, or?
No,
oh,
just
sorry.
In general. And you know what? I think it goes back, like way back, like 10, 20 years. You know, we started eating noodles first in Ireland maybe. And all of a sudden it was throw as many veg as you possibly can in and use this dark soy sauce and shalash that in as well. And you don't really have any of the other ingredients that you needed. And they were just brutal. And they put me off stir fries and noodles for a long time.
Pot noodle every day for school.
Did you?
Yeah, every day.
And you're still standing?
Yeah.
Tell my daughter that.
Blue was my pot noodle of choice, but I'd take a green if there was no blue there. But yeah, a little bit of, never like the orange, but a little bit of blue, bit of boiling water every single day. Watch half a Home and Away, back to school. I was also, chow mein was my go-to as a kid in the...
takeaway list.
In the takeaway list. Always, yeah.
And I think
classic noodle dish.
Totally. That's the cultural reference then when takeaways came along that we all kind of have. Chow mein. Everybody loved a chow mein. And that's kind of the classic Chinese version. I suppose over the years now, we have Korean restaurants, you know, so we're able to kind of maybe do a different version of noodle. We've got Thai restaurants. So we're starting to experience different noodle dishes. And when you do takeout, the noodle dishes and the quality is good. Like you get lovely variety. You have everything from like your pad thai, which is your kind of rice noodles.
Oh, yeah.
That has a little bit of egg through it. Sometimes you can then have your meats, your tofu, your prawns. And then it's the garnishes with that one. So it's always finished with kind of like lime and peanuts and a little bit of chili. That's what I kind of love about it. That's the signature one.
Those instant noodles I was eating, how healthy or otherwise were they?
There's nothing. I mean, they're a carb. They're a basic white carb. They will break down
fast.
They'll give you your energy to send you back to school. They probably didn't prolong you, though, till training time. I don't imagine.
No, I always would have eaten after school, though, as well, you know.
So that's the problem.
Sandwich post-school.
There you go.
Post-school sandwich.
Why would you bother? Like, this is it. They'll get you 2 hours. That's as much as they'll get you. And I think that's the thing. They come in the brick format, and there's a little process. It's called kansui, which is basically where they are. They take the regular noodles that they make, wheat noodles, they shape them and form them into the brick, and then they submerge them in this solution of potassium carbonate and sodium carbonate. And basically, this is what shapes them into the brick shape. Then you put your boiling water over them. That's all good. They're grand. I mean, at that stage, they're fine. But it's your little sachet, your MSG, which has varying debates about, is it actually as bad as anyone has ever said it is? Is a lot of that evidence only anecdotal? There's very little hard evidence to kind of come out and say that MSG is as brutal as we all believe.
Yeah, and it's a flavour enhancer.
It
it's good.
Enhancer. Yeah, but when there's no flavour in what you're eating.
So what do we have then in terms of the noodles in front of us?
So different types of noodles
that we
have.
There's no noodles in this jar
there's
now.
There's no noodles in that. That is just cucumber. So
okay,
there's different types of noodles, right? So I'm going to kind of talk you through some of them. We have our traditional wheat noodles, which are exactly what we said. Wheat, flour, salt, possibly egg to make egg noodles. They're fine. They're grand. They're a source of carbohydrate. There's not a whole lot going for them in terms of protein or in terms of fibre content.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we have our rice noodles, which have almost less nutritional value, but they're more, I suppose what happened was culturally we got egg noodles first. We got wheat noodles first. And then the supermarket started to get rice noodles. And it was like, ooh, these are really interesting. And they're kind of like glass noodles. But nutritionally, again, very little protein.
Okay.
Flip all fibre in them. They're not great for you, but they're nice to eat. And they're enjoyable, I suppose. You're looking at, for about a normal serving of noodles, probably about 160 grams. So you're looking on average somewhere between 200, 180 kind of calories, in or around. The next ones then are a slightly more... They came along when we started to get Korean food on our supermarket shelves. So these are cellophane noodles or glass noodles. Japchae is this kind of Korean dish that you would have. And they're made from the starch from like sweet potatoes or mung beans. So they take the starch, they mix it with water, and they're almost like see-through. So like cellophane or glass noodles. Much more kind of chewy, kind of stretchy, kind of rubbery. So a very different texture in terms of a noodle that you're going to eat.
All right, where do we start?
Where do you want to start? What are your eyes leading to?
Start with this one beside me. Yeah.
So, the dishes that I've brought today.
Prawn.
Yeah. This is prawn and kimchi noodle salad.
Okay.
We might be getting a little bit of nice weather. who knows? We're kind of midsummer now, end of summer at this stage. So I love to create a noodle dish that is double duty. You can have it for dinner warm, straight out of the wok, or you can have it cold as a salad the next day. As I said at the top of this, the big mistake we all made was we lashed in loads of soy sauce, corn, peppers, like, you know, any old vegetable that was thrown around, half-cooked, overcooked broccoli. So you never got to really taste anything proper. So what I've done is created better for you noodle dishes that are clean.
Yeah.
And kind of smart about their flavour. So what you have in there is you've got your really thin rice noodle.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I did was I blanched off some baby asparagus, chopped up some like little kind of garden English cucumbers, de-seeded them. If you're using cucumber, a lot of people don't like cucumber. The reason they don't like cucumber is because it's all the wet, slimy seeds in the middle. So from a textural point of view, we don't enjoy that, a lot of people.
I love cucumber.
And do you like that? You're always.
I could eat a cucumber.
Really?
Like, I don't know, like you'd eat what? Like a banana?
What?
Like you'd eat a banana.
Oh my God, okay, yeah. There you go. See, I prefer to take the seeds out of my cucumbers. I don't like that part. So I've taken the seeds out, so sliced up the cucumber, the asparagus, and then so blanched off my prawns. So you can either fry them, but to keep them super healthy, I just poach them for like 2 minutes in boiling water, take them out, and then there's a process in cooking called blanch and refresh, okay? So you get a pot of boiling water, you plunge something into it, being a vegetable or a prawn, take it out and immediately submerge it in ice cold water. Stops the cooking, holds the colour. So my top tip is to do that for your vegetables when you're doing your stir fry as well.
Yeah, delicious.
I really like that.
Yeah, lovely.
Moving on to something slightly more indulgent. Next,
okay.
This is rhubarb glazed pork belly with soba noodles and wilted greens.
Right.
Now, buckwheat is what makes soba noodles. So the difference is maybe 1.5 grams of fibre in your regular noodles.
Sorry, I'll chase the noodle. I was better just...
Go for the meat. Go
eat
for the
pork
meat.
On its own.
you're like...
Yeah, right. Get these noodles out of the way.
Get your noodles I love soba noodles. Mm-hmm. They're my noodle of choice at home. The kids are absolutely happy to eat them, minus the old pot noodle that they demand every now and again, which is all about balance and it's fine. They have a slightly nuttier, slightly earthier flavour, but like nothing that's actually substantial enough that you go, oh, I wouldn't eat those because of that kind of more earthy, nutty flavour. They're just a little bit better for you. And look, that's what I do, I suppose, all
Sorry,
the time.
Sorry, and is that nutty flavour in the noodle itself?
It's in the noodle itself,
Oh, I can see, okay, because you do pick it up, yeah.
What it pairs
lovely.
Beautifully with, if you're using soba noodles, which these are, is sesame oil. So
okay.
Those two pair beautifully together. So what I did again, rather than stir frying my veg, because, you know, even before I came in to studio, people were like, oh my God, those dishes look so beautiful. And actually, I have pictures and full recipes up on my Instagram, Aisling Larkin, so have a look at everything. But I blanched and refreshed all the veggies on their own. Didn't stir fry them. So into the boiling water, 2 minutes, out of the boiling water, into the ice cold water. So that's asparagus, bok choy, and the sugar snaps, which I adore. They're one of my favourites. I love them. Okay, let me tell you about the pork belly.
Yeah, go for it.
Pork belly. Cover it with stock in the oven for about an hour and a half. Do not trust the back of the packets that say roast for 25 minutes. Rubbish.
An hour and a half.
An hour and a half braised. So you have to submerge it in the lovely liquid like a stock or a water. Okay, because then that it'll kind of burn and it'll still be tough. Get it braised, get it beautifully soft. Then our lovely supermarkets have a jam beside your raspberry jam and your strawberry jam that is called rhubarb and ginger preserve or rhubarb and ginger jam.
Right.
Half a jar of that over your 4 or your 6 pork bellies.
Okay.
Roasted in the oven for 15 minutes.
So straight back in for out, lash this on, back in for another 15.
Yep.
What temperature are you doing that on?
180.
Okay.
And you get this beautiful glaze that's on. It doesn't even distinctly taste like rhubarb, but you know the way so often Asian cookery would do like a plum sauce? Same vibe. But it is literally with a €2 jar jam that you're buying in the supermarket.
That is so good.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Isn't it lovely? Yeah.
The little bit of sweetness from the rhubarb pairs with the kind of nutty earthiness of the buckwheat. And then your greens are quite bitter, you know, by their kind of general nature. So actually the little bit of sweetness rounds them out really nicely.
I'm about to take an ambitious mouthful here. So while I eat it, how should I eat it? What's the slurping etiquette with noodles?
So there's different countries have different beliefs about how you slurp. Oh, that's a beautiful slurp.
That's lovely. That pork jam is great.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's just
rhubarb and ginger.
It's easy. It's not 64 ingredients. It's one pot of jam and that's it. So I love that. Okay, next we are going to move on to a ribeye beef noodle salad.
Okay.
One ribeye in the supermarket cost €4. It was on a little bit of a special offer, right?
Okay.
But like that ribeye will feed two people when it's done in a noodle dish. So you are getting beautiful Irish ribeye beef in a beautiful meal for €2 each. Like, don't tell me that we have to resort to ultra processed food to eat well. We don't. This is simple and this is clever. So this is your big fat.
These noodles are lovely.
Yeah. Do you like those?
Really
ones?
Nice. Yeah.
They're the udon. So they're wheat noodles, the fatter, thicker ones that they use in ramen. And then that is just a really easy jar of teriyaki sauce.
Oh, is that all that's on it? Yeah.
But I hit it up with extra grated ginger and grated garlic.
Okay.
A little tiny bit of chili.
Yeah.
But you can keep it that simple that it's just the jar of teriyaki. So teriyaki is kind of that, it's like the upgrade of soya sauce, I suppose. It has a little bit of sweetness. And what it does, and I suppose it's one of the things we talk about, it's that balance and roundness of flavour. Heat, salt, acid and fat. So cooked off the noodles and then blanch and refresh them. And then hit them up with the teriyaki sauce, grated ginger, grated garlic, a little bit of chili in there. Then I blanched off my vegetables. So you've got ribbons of carrot, you've got your tender stem broccoli, you've got red peppers in there, a little bit of raw red onion, just a little bit of brightness. That ribeye steak, I cut it really thin, right? And there's a really good trick when you buy a piece of steak. It has a grain, so the lines run in a certain direction.
Yeah.
Don't cut the same way. Cut the opposite
cut across
way,
the grain. Okay.
So you're breaking down the fibre in the meat. So you're doing a little trick to tenderise it, I suppose. And because it's a ribeye, it had a little bit of steak, a little bit of fat kind of marbled through it. That went on a hot, hot pan with a little bit of oil for no more than a minute and a half or 2 minutes.
Is that all?
That was it. Tossed on the pan, super hot, super kind of smoky, straight out of the pan and into a bowl. And I just left it rest then while I like prepped everything else, put everything else together. And again, this one is, I suppose it's a really filling dish because you've got your beef, but it's lean beef. And then to just bring it, I suppose, to that next level of healthy, like there's such little oil in there. There's very little. Can you see how much colour is in that bowl? And it's not just dark brown.
Yeah.
Like oh, stir fries used
it's to a
being.
Cacophony. A cornucopia.
Little bit of avocado on top. Finished it with a squeeze of lime juice and peanuts. It's always, and coriander. And mint, actually. So always remember when you do a stir fry, I suppose a couple of top tips. Like, if you do that blanch and refresh with your veg, it's a really lovely way to keep the colour, to keep them crunchy.
Yeah.
It just means you can build bowls then a couple of days in a row if you want, you know, because they're not gone all soggy when you reheat them, they're a little bit overdone. And don't forget that clean brightness at the end. So brightness coming from the acid like a lime juice or freshness from the coriander or the mint, something like that. And those little things will just give it a little pop at the end.
Certainly all has pop this week. And if you want to listen back, this will be up as a podcast pretty quickly, or all the detail will be, as always, on Aisling's social channels at Aisling Larkin. Aisling, we'll talk to you at the same time next week. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.